So we're going to start just by finishing off last week's sugya, Prishim Lach to L'Esser. And after that, we'll talk about Shivrei Kelim. So just a few last points on Prishim Lach to L'Esser. We mentioned last week a big machlokas. There's a machlokas, what's the sort of Prishim Lach to L'Esser? The Mechaber is going on the lines of the Rambam and the Rashba. That Prishim Lach to L'Esser is a kli that there's a chashash you'll do a malacha with. A kli that's used for a malacha. The Rama from Tosfos. So there's a different mahalach. The Rama held that a kli shel malacha l'iser, it's not because it does malacha, it's even if it doesn't do malacha. It's a kli shel malacha l'iser is a kli that's not miyuchid, its primary function is not tzarchei Shabbos. That we mentioned in nafkim in a tefillin, and an empty wallet, things that aren't used for malacha, but at the same time, they're not used for Shabbos. Their primary use is not for Shabbos. So the mechaber was mekel. He says, if it's not for malacha, it's not a kli shel malacha l'iser. That's called malacha l'heter. Whereas the Rama was machmir. The Rama said it has to be a kli that's used for Shabbos. Right, so tefillin would be a kli shel malacha l'iser. So that was Machlokas. So now, what about the opposite case? You can have an opposite nafgamina from this chakira. What if you have the exact opposite case? You have a kli that it's used for malacha. This is a kli that's normally used for malacha, but it's also used for tzarchei Shabbos. It's both. And we were talking about a kli that has neither. It's filling, it's not tzarchei Shabbos, and you don't do malacha with it. But what if you have a kli that you do a malacha with it, but it is tzarchei Shabbos? So one example of that is, what about a pot? Pots and pans. Now you have a pot, so your pot, I think most people, if you ask them, it's a pot muksa on Shabbos, they say, of course it's not muksa. Of course it's not a kli shel malacha l'iser. They assume it's a totally kli shel malacha l'heter. If I want to put it away, I could put it away, because it's lachdo, I use it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, I have my chont in a pot, and I take it off the fire, and then I put it into serving dish. Right? Sometimes I take a tray from the oven, and I actually put it on the table on Shabbos. This is Sarkei Shabbos. This is a kli of Shabbos. Why on earth would this be lachdo l'iser? So the problem is, it's Sarkei Shabbos, but you also do a malach with it. Right? What's a pot for? A pot in the pan is used for the malach of Bishol. So the Rashba writes by us in the Sugi of Maducha, he says, just like a Maducha is Kli Shel Malacha L'Iser, it's mutter if there's shum in it, right? Remember, if there's garlic in it, then it's mutter. So he says, so to a pot, if you have food in the pot, so now the pot is actually actively being used to hold food, so you're allowed to move it like Kli Shel Malacha L'Heter, it becomes mutter, like you're allowed to move food. But if it's empty, an empty pot that doesn't have any more food in it that you're going to use on Shabbos. So in Mela, the Rashba says that turns into kli shel malacha l'iser, because this is a kli that's used for Bishul. Oh, so it's nice. It's actually nice that the Rashba, right? Because you remember last week, the Rashba was the one who held that the sodes, what makes on a kli shel malacha l'iser, is that you do a malacha with it. Right, he was the one who said candlesticks aren't muksa because you don't do a malach with the candlestick. So the mail of the Rashba holds he sowed of malach to l'iser is because, like the Rambam, that there's a chash malacha. The mail of handling pots and pans might make you come and fry an egg. Right, that same sort of law. Same way carrying a hammer might make you bang in a nail, so carrying a frying pan might bring you to cook. Meaning it's something that Chazal didn't want. So the mail, okay, it's used for Shabbos, that's good. But it still is a kli shel malacha l'iser. The Bir Halacha, though, so he points out, Shin Chesef Gimel, he points out, bringing back to the Rama's side, he says, maybe not. Okay, it's true you can use a kedera for cooking, but kedera is Sarchei Shabbos. Kedera is mochen, it's part of its designated use, is a use of serving food, and holding food, and that's Sarach Shabbos. So the Mela, he says, maybe there's room to argue on the Rashba. He doesn't say he argues on the Rashba. But he's bringing out that other tzad, l'chor the tzad that's keneged the Rashba. Right, so that's also part of this chakira. End of the day, it seems in Svar they're machmer, but very few people know this, so you don't have to be such a kanai about it. But that's the Be'er Halacha says, you know, he has a room to say not like the Rashba, but l'chayra, where the concept is being choshesh for the Rashba. A little bit of makes sense to be choshesh for the Rashba. I'll tell you why, because we don't know what a meducha is. You know, if I had a meducha of shum, I could tell you for sure. So I can't tell you for sure. But a meducha of shum could be the same thing as a pot. Could be, right? Use it as a grinder. If I imagine, like in my house, I have a pepper grinder. And you grind it, and then you have pepper on the bottom, and you use that pepper. So the grinding gets, of course, that's usser. But I also, you know, I'm not this high class, really, but if I was, I would have my pepper grinder at my table, and that's how I'd use pepper, right, if it was. Right, so then we could say it's just like a pot, it's melachto l'eser, but it's also melachto l'heter, so it's also sarche shabbos. So the Gemara says that when the maducha has no shuman in it, it becomes muksa. So that's definitely a little bit of a support towards the Rashba here. Right? So that's what's generally assumed, is that pots and pans should only be moved legufa mekomam, but not mechamel itzal. Okay. Another nafgamina also happens, also not such a clear hachra, is what about a klisha melachtel iser that on Shabbos turns into a klisha melachtel heter? Right? Let's say you have l'mashal electric remote control car on that's the week, right? The Afikoman present, and it lasts for you know, it has Arichas Yomim, it lasts for 3 days. Okay? But in the middle of Shabbos, you know, Chayla steps on the remote control or something, and it's completely broken. So now it's not Malachto Isser anymore. There's no Isser to do with it. It's broken. It's just a regular. It's gone back to being a regular toy car. So this regular toy car, what's the din? So the beginning of Shabbos is Klisha Malachto Isser, but now it turns into Klisha Malachto Leheter. This is also machlokis. The Rambam, let's take notice of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Chaf Vav. He talks about a tanner, broken pieces of the tanner. It says Shivri HaTanner, broken pieces of oven, mutter l'taltalan. It's mutter to carry them. V'harehen k'kol ha'kelim shemalachdon leheter. The Rambam says broken piece of an oven. He's talking there. It broke on Shabbos. It's like any other clear that's melachto leheter. So the Primi Gadol points out that it's clear from the Rambam that even though a tanner itself is not melachto leheter, right? But in any pshat in melachto leiser, a tanner is melachto leiser. It's not leheter. But when it's broken, now this tanner you can't use it anymore for iser. So the Mela, you're going to use it. What do you use it for? You use it for whatever you use it for. You use it as a cover, a bottle cap. So the Mela now is Melachtel Heter. So the Rambam says it has Dinam Melachtel Heter. So the Primer Gadol points out from the Rambam, you see that even though it started Shabbos as Melachtel Isser, but now it's Mutter. So what's the Pshat can be Pashat? The Rambam is Lashi Tassel. The Rambam writes the Fair Klisha Melachtel Isser. What makes it aser is the fact that it's a chashash malacha. It's worse than malacha leheter because you could do a malacha with it. So a tanner, you could cook with. But a broken piece, even though the beginning of Shabbos was a tanner, and you might use a tanner for malacha, but a broken piece of a tanner you're not going to cook anything with. So the mela goes back to being mutter. That's a pashat sad. The tzad of the machmirim, so the sas emes, very beautiful Sfasem, which is a diak on the Mishnah Kuf Chaf Dalet. It's Sfasem is by us. The Mishnah says on Kuf Chaf Dalet, it says, Kol ha-kelim ha-nitalim b'Shabbos, shivrehem nitalim imahem. All the kelim that you could carry, their broken pieces could carry with them. Sfasem says, what's the word imahem? What does it mean? Like, you could carry it with them. What do you mean with them? What does that mean? So what does that mean? Like, Kli that breaks, you could carry it with them. How's it with them? Like, what's what? Maybe part of the Kli is still there, but you don't have to carry it with it. What do you mean with it? So he says, he thinks, Imahem means to tell you, it's carried just like what it came from was carried. Meaning, if your hammer broke, it's the piece is carried as a Kli Shem Lachtel Esser. If your plate broke and is usable, we'll talk about that, so it'll be a Kli Shem Lachtel Hetzer. But things don't go on Shabbos from... He says, once something comes into Shabbos, as Kli Shem Lachtel Esser, stays Kli Shem Lachtel Esser. Right, and there's other, there's Shon who say this, if you noticed, some of Shon says in the Maducha Sugya. The Meiri mentions that, the Shitl Ran mentions, says Maducha, the Gemara says, if Maducha has garlic in it, the garlic grinder has garlic in it, so then you could carry it. And it's like a Mlachtel Leheter. But if there's no garlic in it, then it's a Kli Shem Lachtel Esser. So the Meiri points out, he says, it's dafka if it had garlic at the beginning of Shabbos. But if a garlic grinder at the beginning of Shabbos didn't have garlic on it, and on Shabbos you put garlic on it, he says, since it came into Shabbos as a Kli Shem Lachtel Esser, it stays a Kli Shem Lachtel Esser. So you see there's a machlokas like that. And the pshat will be that they'll say no. It goes very nicely for the second side of our Chakira. And the pshat is that perhaps Kli Shem Lachtel Heter means that which was mukhan for Shabbos as a Kli that's primarily used for things that are Tzarchei Shabbos. That gets a special privileged status. So the mail, this when it came into Shabbos, it was an electric car. It wasn't a Shabbos sticker car. Now it broke. Right? But it broke, but okay, it broke, but it didn't now turn into something different. It just lost its Isser. But if you hold it the Kli Shem Lachtel Isser, it's Usser, it's not because of the Malach Shash Malach. It's just because it's not labeled as Tzarchei Shabbos. So you could hear saying that if it breaks on Shabbos, it's still, the mice when Shabbos came in, it was labeled as Lachtel Esser. You could hear it. Then, even then, I can't, you wouldn't necessarily hear it, but it's conceivable to hear it. I'm just looking at Sfarim, I think most go with the Rambam, because the Rambam's befeirish on this, that Stam, if something becomes usable on Shabbos, it becomes Lachtel Leheter. Okay, but it's not clear. Not totally clear. And the last Afghan mean, this will finish this Inyan. Oh, so there's a question. When am I allowed to use my hammer to open my nuts? Right, it's a little bit, we used to, when I grew up, we had nuts and we cracked nutcrackers. We don't really have that anymore. Right, okay, but whatever you'd use, whatever, you know. We use hammers in my house to put the corks back into the bottles. Okay, so let's talk about the nutcracker, okay? I have a nut, my walnuts, and I could crack them with my nutcracker, and I also have a hammer. So, do I have to get my nutcracker, or could I say, oh, my hammer's right here, or I want to show my kids that you really are allowed to use a hammer on Shabbos? So am I allowed to use the hammer, or do I have to go get the nutcracker? So the Mishnah Brura, Shin Chesiv Katzinut Beis, So he says something that makes sense. He just says, Misvara, you can't use, how can you just use the hammer if you have a nutcracker? The klal always is in Kalim, is there has to be some sort of sorok, but it's not like making heterim. He points out, he says, Kli Shem Lachtel Heter is also asur shlo l'sorok klal. Everything needs a tzorok. Why should we matter anything without a tzorok? If you could perfectly well use a nutcracker, why use the hammer? Makes a lot of sense. That made a lot of sense. So, Avram Chaimna, so who was big gadol. I don't know why Sfarim. I thought the name of the Beis Medrash Ksos HaShulchan, a very important Sfarim. He's most famous for his Shiurei Torah, which is he set all the Shiurim of Torah. He did tremendous research. And he's like the final, you know, some people are machmir like the Chazon Ish as a chumra, but he's really the real standard, you know, Bnei Brak, I don't know if what they say, but he's a standard shiurim in Torah is Chaim Na. So he says he really doesn't hear it. He says the Mishnah Berurah is assuming something. The Mishnah Berurah is assuming that Chazal would say that, oh, a hammer is a heter. Why use a heter when you could why use a hammer if you could use a nutcracker? Rechaim says, no, it could be you're learning the sugya wrong. Right? The real sugya, you could say, I'll just say first of the Mishnah Berurah, if you hold the pshat of Klisha Malach Tal Isser because of the Chashash Malacha, you want to stay away because of the Chashash Malacha, so I hear the Mishnah Berurah loud and clear, that why use a hammer? That's dangerous. Use a nutcracker. You could say not that way. You could say, we mentioned with the Ritva and others, that all kelim is one iser because we don't want you to come to carry the kli out of the house. We were nicer, we gave more dispensations, privileged status to Malachto, Leheter, that would even matter Mecham Letzel, because Malachto Leheter is such an integral part of Shabbos. But in principle, it's all the same problem, picking up a kli. We don't like you picking up kelim. And if you pick up a kli, it'd be a problem, but we gave a heter. We gave a heter of Tzorach Gufa Mekomo, and we gave that heter regardless of what type of kli it is. As long as it's not muksa, as long as it's not muksa, machmas, chasar, and kis, but all kalim, they get a heter of Gufa Mekomo. Mamela, just like I'm allowed to use my nutcracker, Tzorach Gufa, to open nuts, I'm allowed to use my hammer to open nuts. Chazal or materit. And either kli I use, I might forget to carry it outside. So what's the difference? There's something very nice about that, because the Mishnah just says you're allowed to use Kli Shemlach Esel Tzorach Gufo. So why invent a Chumrah? So I thought that was very nice. He also has a Raya that's really a very strong Raya. Yerushalmi in Shabbos Dalet Beis, Yerushalmi says that, talks about someone who left his net outside, a fishing net. He left it outside, and he was afraid it was going to be damaged. So he asked, what am I supposed to do? It's a Shabbos. And there's an Erev. There's an Erev, but it's the fishing net is a Kli Shemalach Tal Isser. So what should I do? So the Gemara says, he was told he should take it inside and use it as a pillow. Sleep on it. Sleep with this net. So the Shaila is, what do you mean sleep on this net? It's a good chachma. We're not talking about a guy who didn't have a pillow. He had a pillow. If he wants to sleep, use your pillow. Don't use the net. So Lachar, that's a very stark raya, I felt like Rav Chaim, no, that we really don't care. It's a mutter lagufo. Right? So you could say that really, any time of the Chakira, you perhaps could say that. Lamaisa, okay, even if we were worried about Malacha, but Lamaisa, Chazal, weren't gozer that on a Kli Shemalach Tal Isser Tzorach Gufo. They were matter. So it's mutter.
It's Makom Hasti.
Oh, so you could say that. That you could say for the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, very nice. But you could say for the Mishnah Berurah is that no. Even there was a hefsed. There was a reason why we want him to. So Mecham Letzel is not a hefsed, isn't matter moving Kli Shemalach Tal Isser, but when it really is mutter, and it's just that Lamaisa Chazal unhappy with it, so we're makam the hefsed of the net, we were matter it. So you could say that for the Mishnah Berurah, right? To say that no, Enoch and I, we're not totally happy with it. If you mamash have on your table a hammer and a nutcracker, you should use the nutcracker. So that could be that. Okay, very nice. Ashkenach, thank you. Okay. So Sugya of Shivrei Kalim. So Shivrei Kalim, it's a very complicated Sugya, and it's all the Gemaras are basically right by us. And it's I think, the part of Muksa that people are most often over on Shabbos. Most people, they know that certain things are Muksa, but the concept that something could be mutter to move on Shabbos and turn Muksa is a little bit of a chiddush. When a cup falls down and breaks, I think people are more aware that that might be Muksa. But even then, it's the cup. I was moving the cup a second ago. But lots of other things become muksa on Shabbos, right? It's even true, even not in kale, if you eat pistachio nuts or garei nim, you know, if they're not, at least if the shells aren't salty, you're not going to suck on them again. So the shells, after you crack the shell, while it's in your hand, you're allowed to keep it in your hand. We'll talk about that at a different time. But once you put the shells down, the shells become muksa. There's a chiddush in that, right? But the same thing could be any shever kli. It would be break kalim, right? If you open a package, unwrap things, rip things, open boxes, different things, they all become shivrei kalim, and shivrei kalim have a possibility of being muksa on Shabbos. So our Mishnah talks about it, and the Mishnah tells us that the Mishnah has machlokis. It says some shivrei kalim are muksa, ataka muksa, but there are shivrei kalim that are mutter. And the Gemara says, Tanakama says that if they could do me'en malacha, if there's some malacha you could do with this kli, if they're osin me'en malacha, you could use it as a cover. It seems in their days they used shards of pottery to use to cover things. So if you could use it, you could use it to do a malacha with, so then it's not muksa. But if you can't do malacha with it, then it'll be muksa. Rabbi Huda was more machmer, right? Kishitaso be muksa. Rabbi Huda the Tana is more machmer by Nola than muksa, and he says no. Broken kalim are only mutter if they do the original. They could do me'en malachtan if they still do the original job that the kli does. Halacha l'maaseh, we don't hold like Rabbi Huda. Maybe you hold like Rabbi Shimon always in muksa, and so do we have by Shivrei Kalim. By Shivrei Kalim, the halacha is if they could do the amalacha, some amela, they're not muksa. If they could do a malacha. So what does that mean to be able to do a malacha? What's bechlal that? So you could think, you could make a mistake. A lot of people would make this mistake. Is that if I could do anything with them, right? What broken kli could I not do anything with? Right, everything could be a back scratcher or a brush to clean things off. It could be a paperweight, a bookmark. There's endless things you could do. So it's very clear. We'll see why, but it's clear in Poskim. That's not what it means. To be that it does malacha means it's something that people would keep to do a malacha. At least some people might keep to do a malacha. Stam kalim, the Gemara talks about stam kalim. The Gemara says ein masikim shivrei kalim. That on Yom Tov you can't use kalim. That broken Yom Tov you can't use them as firewood because they're muksa. Right? There are many kalim that are muksa. Why is it? Why are there many kalim that are muksa? Can't every kli do something? So the answer is what Rava says. Rava says on Kuf Chaf Gimel, right? Rava talks about a broken needle, that a needle that breaks and the top half of the needle breaks off. So now, even though that bottom half of the needle, the point of the needle, you can still use it to take out a splinter, but Rava says it's muksa. And he says it's muksa because, right, his lashon is Adam Zarka Lebein Hagarutos. Because people throw that out. Right? No, people don't keep it. It's not something people keep. And part of being a kli is that a person might keep it. You know, in their days, it seems that a person would really keep a shever kli. You know, they didn't have kalim the way we have today. Things weren't mass-produced. You don't get for $2, get 100 plastic cups. So people were more stingy, and there were people who would keep things. You know, they didn't sell bottle caps. So they would keep things. Whereas a needle, it says a person throws it out, everyone throws it out, and if people throw it out, so memela, things that people don't naturally keep, memela, they don't have a shame clean their muksa. Right? The Gemara says also about the prismios, the little pieces of cloth that are less than gimel al gimel, so they become muksa. It's interesting Yerushalmi here. Like a little Yerushalmi on our Mishnah here in Kuf Chaf Dalet, on the base, but it's amazing Yerushalmi. I didn't see really discussed much, but the Yerushalmi talks about exactly how chashuv a shever kli has to be that it shouldn't become muksa. So Yerushalmi asks a kasha. The Yerushalmi quotes a Gemara, a Mishnah on Pe'al. A lot of Mishnais and Shabbos, they talk about what are the shiurim for different malachos. And the shir for chutzah, so if you carry something outside on Shabbos, it's asur, but it might be chetzi shir. It has to have a shir. By food, it has to have a grogerus worth of food, and only then you're chai. By every object, different objects, so chazal give a shir, that's a significant quantity that you're carrying outside. It has to be a significant quantity of whatever you're carrying to be mechayiv for Shabbos. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, what's the shear for a broken piece of glass? How chashiv does a broken piece of glass have to be so you could should be chayiv a chatas if you accidentally take it out on Shabbos? So it gives a shear of a shear that you could use as a scraper to scrape something that they use to clean it. You would have a little piece of glass would be capable of scraping it. So that already would be chayv. Take a tiny sliver of glass outside, so you're going to be pater. So asks the Yerushalmi that there, it sounds like it's a very small piece of glass could still be used for scraping, and therefore you're chayv if you take it out on Shabbos. Why is that? The Mishnah says that a broken piece of glass only has a shame kli if it's big enough that it could cover piapach. If it's not big enough to be a bottle cap, you can't carry it. What do you mean? You could use glass for scraping. So the answer is the Yerushalmi, Reina Chinami, for Otsah. So you want to use it one-time use, you might use it like that, so that's important enough, chashiv enough, that it should be mechayvi for chutzah. But to be used as a kli, that you use it as a kli, it needs a greater chashivas. Needs a bigger shear. And the pshat is, it has to be something everyone wouldn't throw in the garbage. It wouldn't necessarily be thrown in the garbage. You might actually keep this thing. And that's a klal and muksa. We can't talk about it today, but the story about Evan. Later the Gemara talks about taking a rock and using it as a bottle cap. So the Gemara said, when we say lahalacha, the Gemara says, like Rav Ami, that rock is still muksa. It stays muksa. Even though that rock is being used as a bottle cap, it's still muksa. Why is it muksa? So the Gemara says, the concept is because Enochanami is using the rock, but it's not a kli. No one keeps a rock to use it as a bottle cap. Why, I don't actually know. What's better, a shard than a rock? I don't know. But it says because it's assumed the rock is not the derech to use it as a cover, and therefore it doesn't get a shame kli. You have to do a maisa to make a shame kli. It doesn't minastam. Nobody uses it. It doesn't have a shame kli. So maybe it's a type of evan, but it doesn't have a shame kli. To make something a shame kli, it has to be that it's something that, you know, people made it for a purpose and they'll keep it for that purpose, even if it's broken. But lamaisa was made by people for a purpose and you're keeping it for a purpose. That's some sort of chashivas. The Gemara says on Memvav, it says stam tsroros. It says even though you could use tsroros, but they don't have Torah's kli. I mean, things have to be a kli. Not too much, it has to be a kli. Right? We saw the Gemara with Rava talking about there's some dinim of what's a kli for tumah that we bring over to muksa. Things have to have a certain level of chashivas. Fine. So kids are just anything that everyone would throw out. If something that some people will use, so that shever is not muksa. If it's something that no one will use, no one will keep. Right, even poorer people, right, they won't keep a very small piece of cloth in their house. They'll throw it out. So then it's muksa. It's just contemporary poskim. So they tell you that there are many things that are muksa. Right, today, if any a cup or a glass breaks, right, your bowl breaks. So today, nobody uses, no one keeps in their house a broken kli, right, a plate that breaks, right? We don't fix it. We don't use it for anything. You never. So memela, it all has a din of muksa. What if you open? Happens every week by Shabbos. They open the grape juice bottle and you take off the seal. Right, you take that seal off. So that seal, once I take it off, and then I put it down. So if I put it down, once I put it down, it's muksa. Right? So I always take it off, I put it in the garbage first. But if you put it down, then it becomes muksa, and then you're mashal, the next person who throws it out. Because it becomes muksa. Why does it become muksa? Because nobody keeps those things, no one saves those things. You ever hear of someone saving those things? But if you open a bag of chips, and you open it the way you should open it, lahalacha, that you rip the whole thing open, so no longer is a kli. Right? Arnold will talk about this another time. Right? That you're supposed to be open bags, the right way to open them is so that there's no kli left at the end, so that you haven't created a kli. Okay, let's just assume that's true. Okay? Not our topic right now. But let's say that's what you do. Okay? You rip it into half, and now what do you have? These pieces of plastic or paper, they're not usable for anything. No one uses it. Right? So Mela, everyone throws from the garbage. Some Mela, it's muksa. But that's yeah. Shimon, you're angry, you're okay. It's a chiddush. I'll tell you, it's a chiddush. Baruch Shem, we go to yeshiva and we learn chiddush and we keep things better. But we're just, all the swarm I've seen are machmir on this, even though it sounds. I have to tell you, this might sound outrageous because likely we're all nechshal on this until we know about it. So, yeah,
in terms of pistachio shells, if you put them, let's say, in a cup, is that a problem of making the cup now?
So that's the show we're going to talk about. Is that a problem of bittul kli mechino? That's you want to know. That's a shaila. Plus, we'll talk about it. Could be if it's a disposable cup, it's not a problem. But there's really, Baz Hashem will get there. And
assuming on the table wouldn't be, because then it's not just holding the shells, it's also got other
right. Things. So it's a big sugya. We'll talk about when we get to Notel and Kira. That's a big sugya. Okay. Oh. Now what about, okay. Now that's the end of the chumras. For now, it's just going to be coolest. For the rest of the, yeah.
Just to clarify, when I open a bag that's have chips on Shabbos, and didn't, I don't know, let's say open it the way the Rebbe just said to. Now the bag, once the bag is empty, the bag itself is muktzah.
Yeah.
Then if on the table's a basis for that, or?
So basis, we'll see all the dinner of basis. Usually there's something else on the table that'll make it not a basis. There's a lot of different, many tsunamis.
Let's say I don't finish the bag of chips in Shabbos.
Let me just tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the way that definitely this is a preferable way to open. Okay, not everyone agrees to this point in every aspect, but the preferable way to open a bag of potato chips on Shabbos is to break open the bag, put all the potato chips into another plastic Ziploc bag, and then without putting down that bag, put it in the garbage. That's the totally right way to do it. Because now, if you don't do it that way, and there are those who are makel who say that no, it's not a problem opening bags because the bag is everything. So let's say you did open the bags straight. So now you have a bag. As long as there's chips in there, for sure it's not muksa, right? What about when the chips are finished? So now there's rooms to say, no, this is a shever kli, but it's a shever kli that you can still use, right? Or maybe not. Or maybe everyone throws it in the garbage. Maybe everyone does throw it in the garbage. So this is a shaila. You know, also it's a shaila, a little bit of a shaila. I'll just tell the most extreme shita. Rav Shlomo Zalman, many chalk on this, but the most extreme shita, Shlomo Zalman, it's quoted Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, a little bit in the Tikkunim. The difference from quoted, he held that anything you throw in the garbage is like the machat, and it becomes muksa. So he held even plastic cups, after you, a plastic plate, you have a paper plate, let's say, and you use the plate. Now, no one's going to use this plate anymore. You're going to throw in the garbage. Shlomo Zalman held that becomes muksa. Whoa. Whoa. Okay. So that's a shita. Most Baruch Hashem, the other Svarim I checked, Rav Karp, Sefer, I used a lot, he's a Rav Kirat Sefer, was Shtark, that's not Muksa. I saw Archel Shabbos brings from Rav Shmuel Arbach, Shlomo Zalman's son, didn't hold by it. Nissen Krelitz and Chot HaShani didn't hold by it. And the Emes is a big svar. So some of the svarim say different reasons. I'll tell you my reason. A little bit of this is included in their reasons, but this is really a Gemara that we have that gives a very strong heter here. So Shivrei Kelim, Stam Shivrei Kelim or Moksa, we see there's a heter given on Kuf Kuf Hei. The Gemara talks, as Shmuel talks about this case of Chromio Shel Machatzelos. Machatzelos. And Machatzelos is a reed mat. So what's the deal with that reed mat? When it's a Chromios, Rashi explains is that it gets very old and now little pieces of it start breaking off. So you have a little piece of a reed mat. What's the deal? Is that Moksa? So Shmuel says it's mutter to carry such a piece. So why is it mutter? Or should that be mutter? So Rava said he didn't know why it was mutter until Barhamduri Asbarali. Barhamduri explained it to him. Rava didn't know the pshat. Barhamduri explained it. Machatzel skufa l'may chazel k'suy be'afra. What do you use a mat for? At least b'may chazel, you use it to cover afra. That there shouldn't... If you have a dirt floor, you don't want the dirt rising into the room. You want to cover it. Make it nicer to walk on. These little pieces of a mat, broken pieces of a mat, so they're also fit to cover some tinofis, right? There's a little bit of schmutz on the floor, you could put down this little piece of a mat. Adkan the Gemara. So Shai is the Rashba and the Ritva, the Baal, like, what's this talking about? What are we talking about? If it's so posh that the mat is still used as a mat, what do I care that it ripped? Right, that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shevar Kli, if it could do a malacha, so it's fine. But second of all, the Mishnah says, any malacha, the halacha is, right, Rav is going lahalacha, that we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda with Isser Nolan, and therefore, any malacha would be enough to allow us to use this mat. What does he have to say? What does Barhamduri, he needs the Hezber from Barhamduri to explain it to him. That this mat, you can mamish use it for what it was originally used for. It's the same use as the original mat, and therefore it's not a problem. What do I care? If I have any use for it, it's pashut. I know it. I don't need Barhamduri. I know for the Mishnah that it's mutter. Right? It's a funny thing. Well, what's the Gemara talking about? So says the Rashi of the Ritva, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful hezbra. They say, no. A broken piece of chromium shell machzel is not something you save. It's something you throw in the garbage. Betzem, it has a din of garbage. It's not a shevet kli. So why is it mutter? Rava didn't know why it's mutter. So Rava says, you know why it's mutter? It's mutter because it's different than regular Shevei Kelim. Over here, this came from a kli, and the kli was mukhen for covering things. And this is also usable for covering things. In a chinami, you wouldn't keep it for that. So if you were taking a piece of ripped reed mat and trying to give it a new tachlis as a kli, you'd say, no, it doesn't have a new tachlis as a kli, this is garbage. But even though it's so not chasher, but since it does exactly what it used to do, you could still use it for just what it was. So therefore, the Rashba says it keeps its shame kli. And usually things will lose their shame kli because usually a broken kli, so you won't keep it for its new purpose. You want to create a shame kli. It has to be, it has a chashivas that you're going to keep it. But if this object was already a kli, and it still is functioning just as the original object functions, it still functions as a mat. In a chinami, you would throw it out. But it functions, its original function is still there. You don't have to give it a new function. You don't have to create a kli. So you don't remove the shame kli from it, since it does the same thing, and therefore, it keeps its shame clean. Yeah.
The original question is, if I have a paper plate and it's dirty, isn't it going to be the same thing as the ka'aros on Kuf Kaf Tavod, or we say it's going to be gafshar rei anyway?
Okay, and why do you get on the ain't a
chinami. And if it's plastic, then people sometimes reuse the plastic anyway.
Right, ain't a chinami. Ain't a chinami, you're right. Yeah, that's a different answer. That could be. So, this could answer the question here, is that if you open a bag, and this is where many Paskin assume that anything that's not actually broken, but it's still usable for just what it's usable for. You open the bag, it's usable for holding potato chips. You finish the last potato chips, it's still usable for potato chips. Not so likely you're going to put potato chips in there. You won't keep it. Ein achinami. But it's mamish still what it was at the beginning of Shabbos. It is a potato chips back. Right? Could be. You know, I saw different posts talking about this. Different svar. This is a little bit... Let's go. Let's say you have a candy wrapper. You open the candy wrapper, take out the candy. Now, that candy wrapper... It's still a candy wrapper. Everyone throws it in the garbage, but it is still a candy wrapper. So maybe you could say it still has a shame kli. So that's what I think most svarim, Rav Karp was very stark about it.
A candy wrapper is different though, because it's closed and you open it, and as soon as you open it, it's not useful anymore.
I just tell you what Rav Karp says. You can think about it if it's true. He says a candy wrapper you could still use to wrap a candy in it. Or like something you don't finish your candy, you want to save it for later. But you need that also, right? Right. Basically, the site is in.
If I ever that heter the Karp is saying that would not apply to the case where you manage to destroy the potato chip bag, though.
Right.
That's only if people open it the normal way to go and open.
It has to be. It's usable for its original use.
But if I would go and destroy the bags, then can't I just say that it's on the table? Also, it's a Karp shall raise.
It could be. Right, Graf Shalom A is a great hector. Well, see, it doesn't always apply. You should know, like, even by garbage. If garbage is in your garbage can, it has a lid on it. So Pashtus, that's not, doesn't have a hector of Graf Shalom A.
This is on the table.
Right, Pashtus, okay. Clean, I don't know. It doesn't necessarily bother everyone. Okay, fine.
I like a clean table.
Right. I don't know if that's... Okay, we're going to talk about Graf Shalom A hopefully sometime, more begin. I just want to get to a few more little points here, because there's so much, and it's not so... We have to go to Nukark after this man. So just say a few points. That's the Yisayid, okay? We can't speak everything up, but the Yisayid is the Yisayid and Muxes is it has to be able to use it, it has to have a Shem Kli. If it has a Shem Kli, it's not muksa as long and if it has a shame kli, any use will make it not muksa. Right, let me just explain that, because there's one point people get confused about is that muksa, when something has a shame kli, it's very hard to make a muksa. The only way to make a muksa is if, according to Rav Shimon, is if there's no way you could use it. Right, Rav Shimon holds, like the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Hey, talks about trumpets. It says Rav Shimon holds trumpets aren't muksa, because even though it's Shabbos, there's almost nothing you could do with it. But Lamaisa, it's a kli. It has a shame kli. If there's nothing you could do with it, it's muksa machmas chasaron kiss, or if it's mias gummer, or if it's an isser, muksa machmas isser, it's asur bahana. So then Taka, even Rav Shimon will agree, it's muksa. But normally, if something has a kli, a shame kli, it's either going to be malachdol heter or malachdol isser, but it's not mamash going to be muksa. But if it doesn't have a shame kli, let's say, if it doesn't have a shame kli, then it was stam a rock, or it was a kli that broke, and now it doesn't have a shame kli because it's turned back into a rock by turning into a garbage. So the mela, it becomes muksa. Let me just finish a few things because it's late. So let me just talk. One other issue that comes out of this is the. There's an issue of what about broken kelim that are going to be fixed. Let's say Shmir Shabbos from Shlomo Zalman. In Shmir Shabbos Kelchus, it says if a button falls off the your clothes, and you have a button and you need that button, it's a specific type of button, and you plan on sewing it back after Shabbos. So his Ikur Pesach and Shmir Shabbos Kelchus. If you look in Shulchan Shlomo, there's like a little bit of Chazara on this point. Not so clear with Maskanas. But his Ikur Psak is that it's not Muksa. That button's not Muksa. Even though a button as a button on its own, you don't keep, you throw in the garbage. But a button you're going to keep on your clothes, so that's a Chashuv thing, and therefore it's not Muksa. And this is brought from a Primi Gadim, but really it's even earlier in the Tosus Rid. It seems like Chorom didn't have this Rid. But the first Tosus Rid in our parakol, Kalim, he tells you, what's written in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says if the doors come off the Kalim, door comes off the cabinet, you can carry the door. The Gemara doesn't say anything about, the Mishnah doesn't say it has to be Roif Lumalacha. Shivri Kalim says it has to be Roif Lumalacha. But the door that fell off the cabinet doesn't say anything. Why doesn't it say that? So says the Rebbe, Pashat. Very Pashat Svaris. Because if something's not royal malacha and it's a broken kli, it's going to the garbage. But a door of a kli that snaps in and snaps off, so after Shabbos you're going to put it back on the cabinet. So it's still a door. It hasn't lost its shame kli. Mamela, it's totally good. So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the Prima Gun says it's also, I didn't see the rib, but probably didn't have the rib, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, that therefore a button falls off your clothing, you're going to put it back, so it's not garbage. Okay, you won't keep it normally, as is, but Lamaisa, you are keeping it to put it back in your jacket, and right now, it's you could use it as a checker, you could use it as a Monopoly piece, whatever you could use it for, but it's fine. So that's Hashita. The Cholik, even the Shmir Shabbos himself, a little bit backtracks. And Shulchan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said a lot about this case. The issue is that there's a caveat on the Rid. The Rid says it's dafka if it doesn't need a Maisa Uman. Right, by the door of the cabinet, it's a door that could be just physically snapped in and out. Right? We're talking about it, it's not being done with hardware. That's the favor. So it could be snapped in and out. But if it takes a Maisa Uman to fix it, so then says the Rid, it's gonna be considered it's gonna lose its shame kli. Meaning like this. Your cabinet door that snaps like let's say Lamashal glasses, right? Let's say the glasses, the eyepiece falls out of the glasses, the lens falls out. So you can't snap it back on Shabbos. But that lens is a muksa because after Shabbos you can snap it right back in. On Shabbos you could use it a little bit, right? You won't keep it maybe for that, but you could. So Mela, that straight will be this heter of the Rit. But over here with the button, it's not so pashut. You have to sew the button back on. Right? So once you have to sew it back on, and maybe that's a Maisa Uman, you're rebuilding a kli. It's not a kli, a cabinet door, a lens of a glasses, it's still a kli. It's a kli together with the lens. It happens to be Shabbos, I can't put it together, but it's one kli. But a button, maybe that's just like a raw material that you make a jacket after. You have to like remake your jacket. So maybe that could be different. Okay, the big raya to that is the Gemara Kofir Beis. And I thought of the raya, and then I saw Shulchan Shlomo of Shlomo Zalman says the raya. There's a Gemara there, a strange Gemara. The Gemara talks about what's the din if a person's walking with his sandals on Shabbos, and the sandal straps break. So since it breaks, now you can't use a sandal anymore. So the Gemara says the sandal becomes muksa. And this is brought lahalacha, the sandal's muksa. The shayla is, it broke on Shabbos. So why on earth is the sandal muksa? Why should the sandal be muksa? Because you're going to fix it. Why is it any different than the door of the kli? So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, I don't know how this integrates with the Shmir Shabbos Kehelchos, it just says different things. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Shulchan Shlomo, it's because it's a Maisa Uman. Right? You're not just, it's not that the sandal is still has a shame plea. No, right now, it's not a shame plea. You have to take it to the shoemaker, and he will remake it into a sandal. So that seems to be I saw Rav Yashas brought saying like that, that the button should not be moved. Right? The lens of the glasses, Baruch Hashem, that's maybe a more important case. The lens of the glasses, you could carry the lens, but the button is better to be machmer. Okay, Rabbi Say. All right, so we'll keep steiging, and Bez Hashem, we'll finish this parak. We'll start a new parak next month. So if you're behind, we should get to the end. Okay, but Bez Hashem. Okay, yeah, now
we're
going to
this little one of the glasses, it's pretty,
yeah.
Like, you can't stick this.
What?
Now let's snap
it
back in.
Oh,
I mean,
you
can,
I snap it in my...
they come out in these.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
In the case of the trumpets, and in that case, Gemara says provided that they theoretically use it to drink wine or something like that, right?
Oh, so Gemara says like
by a chauffeur. Right?
Gemara says by a chauffeur is not maksah because it's royal with Gemara Botino.
Yes, sir.
It says Chatzosos is the machlokus of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon says it's not maksah, and he says it's maksah.
Meaning the shape of the chatzos is you can't go and drink wine again.
For some reason, I don't know why.
Okay, that's fine, yeah.
So what's the machlokus about? So Rabbi Yehuda holds kishitaso. That's something that normally you're not going to use is maksah. So Shimon says no. The chatzosos. It's conceivably you could use it, right?
How
might you use it?
Yeah.
So the Gemara doesn't actually say that, but the pshat is it's not muksa machnas kasar and kes. It's not something that you can't use. The Shimon says only muksa if you mamish can't use it. It's also to use it, or
what is Rabbi Shimon saying you're doing?
It'd be a hefsa.
What are you doing with the jump?
So I would use it to scratch my back.
Meaning, we said that there has to be like a realistic, plausible case that you're going to do.
No, that's what I'm saying. No.
Saying when it's a shem kli, that's what I want to clear.
When it's a shem kli, it doesn't need to be realistic.
So when it came to the case of the pottery shard that broke,
so there, the original kli that it was is gone.
Yes.
So therefore,
I need to be a chashivas, which will give it a shem kli.
To keep it as a kli, it has to have a chashivas.
Keep it as a kli, it has to have a chashivas, mashing can occur musically, but that kli purpose is usher due to the sidus around it.
Right.
The trumpet.
And it's really a Gemara that I didn't have time to talk at, but you'll appreciate this. Okay. This is a Ferish Gemara Yaakov. The Gemara says that Rava says that if you have a shard of pottery and it's just harabim, says it's not muksa. Mm-hmm. He says, why is it not muksa? He says, because in a chatzar, you could use it to cover kli. But it's just a rabbi and a Shabbos, says Rashi. Since if it wasn't a chatzar, if it was a Shabbos, it could be moved to a chatzar and then you could use it as a kli. It keeps its Torah's kli. And therefore, since in the chatzar it could be used to clean your shoes, it's not muksa. So what does he mean? I just want to say exactly what he's saying. He's saying like this. Since it has a shame kli, the fact that you could clean your shoes with it does not give a shame kli. Because that's shach, anybody can use to clean your shoes. It's not a fucking shame kli. But since it has a shame kli, the whole it has a shame kli.
No, the shame kli on Shabbos.
It's the wrong location, but it keeps the shame kli. Right? Even since it can't be used a trumpet, even though it's
it
keeps the shame clean.
No, I could have heard relative to Shabbos it loses the shame clean from it. It's no longer called the Shabbos clean.
Right. So that only happens when
not like the case of the pottery shard, but probably because I happen to be in the Rishus Rabbin, but in theory if I was in the chassar, I'd use it as a clean.
But you're not.
And okay, that's only mechutz makom. That's not the same thing. Whereas, but the etzem, the kli in its current status is the kli we use. It happened to be in the wrong location.
Right, so I don't think that's a good thing. That's the way we're understanding is that even though it could be a kli not on Shabbos, that gives it a shame kli. Like muksa machmas chesaron kiss, theoretically, maybe you could say since muksa machmas chesaron kiss is mamish not a kli anymore, because it's so maybe. More pashut though is just to say that no, but etzem, it is a kli. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's not a kli; it is a kli. But something that is not usable on Shabbos, you can't use it. That also loses its din of mukhan and becomes muksa.
So when it came to the case of muksa machis, kiss, everybody's willing to assume that it loses the shame kli minay.
Because I don't think that's pashut. I'm saying that's conceivable.
Yeah. It's conceivable, yeah. So then that would be the same thing with the case of where, let's say, a trumpet, right? She'll lose the same
community. Right, but it doesn't because apparently it's not a sound kiss.